You do realize that thing is going to get you killed, right?
Odette asked after the conclusion of her show. Donut was currently chasing Mongo around the studio. The little dinosaur kept running headfirst into the invisible wall and screaming. Lexus, Odette's production assistant, had given the small monster a bow tie to wear on the show, and he'd practically bitten off her finger. The tie had lasted about 3 seconds before he'd ripped it off. The taping had gone well. We'd started off by discussing the whole thing with the Rage Elemental. Then we talked about Mongo. Donut had trained him to perch quietly on her back, clinging onto her fur. He'd behaved himself. Mostly. Odette had mentioned something about a magical pet carrier, which apparently was the dungeon's equivalent of a Pokeball. They were supposedly expensive, but it would allow us to put bonded pets into inventory without harming them. I didn't care how much they cost. If we could afford it, it was going to be one of our first purchases. No more shoving Mongo into the gerbil cage and then sticking him in the bathroom so we couldn't hear his shrieks while we slept. I'd known what was coming next. After the segment on Mongo, I'd finally gotten to see a shortened version of the infamous Pork Boy Snick. Donut had found it hilarious. The mysterious creator of the video had been very, generous with my proportions. I'd been half expecting the video to feature my feet prominently. I didn't dare say it out loud, but I had this strange notion that the system AI might have had something to do with the video. But if it did, the video showed nothing to indicate it. In fact, it had clearly been produced by someone more interested in the maestro than me, as he was the obvious subject of the video. To say Odette's audience found this amusing would be an understatement.
So, you are likely unaware of this, but Death Watch Extreme Dungeon Mayhem announced earlier that it was going into hiatus while the show restructured.
I'm shocked. Quite shocked.
King Rust of the Skull Empire, who recently arrived in Earth orbit, has been oddly quiet about the controversy. A spokesperson for the royal family has requested people stop referring to the prince as Carl's naughty little piggy. But so far, nobody seems to be complying.
Odette turned to her audience with her bug helmet. Her face was expressionless, but I could hear the grin in her voice.
I would personally like to assure King Rust that I would never call Prince Maestro Carl's naughty little piggy or pork boy. And I would like to encourage my audience to never sink to that level. Again, it's Prince Maestro, and not...
She held her hands out.
Carl's naughty little piggy!
Anyway, what do you think about this, Carl?
Look, I don't know anything about the Skull Clan or Empire or whatever, or this King guy. I'm sure he has a perfectly nice family and kingdom. I don't want any trouble with him and his people. But his son is a dick, and I called him out on it. Nothing more, nothing less. I didn't mean to cause an intergalactic incident. I know nothing about the video.
So, to be clear, it is a snick. A lot of people seem to believe it's real.
If I was going to turn gay, it wouldn't be with that guy.
But you did challenge him to single combat.
Yes, I did. And that offer still stands. I still don't know how any of this stuff works because you guys won't tell me anything. But I hope for the chance to face him one-on-one.
We do too, don't we?
Odette shook her head in mock disgust. The show soon ended after that. Like last time, Odette ushered Lexis out of the room so we could talk for a few minutes.
So, is it worth it? If he lives, I mean.
You should have picked the tummy acher. The little round guy with the mohawk. They're very friendly and easy to work with. Plus, they're rare and people love them. Once they're full grown, they are one of the best melee tanks in the game. But your Mongo is a solid choice. If you can keep him alive, he will be a vicious fighter.
So, I gave your message to Mordecai. He wasn't too pleased with the idea of working for you.
I saw. I watched you tell him. He had a few additional choice words for me after you left. He'll come around. Tell him I understand his feelings on the matter, and I would love for the opportunity to explain myself.
What happened between you two?
We don't have time to go into it, but the short answer is I pushed him too hard, and he paid dearly for it. Anyway, you're about to hit the all-important third floor. Do you really not know what you're going to do?
I don't even know what my choices are going to be. How can I decide?
When I decided to stay human, it lost me several viewers. But not too many. You're in a tough position. Whatever you choose, make sure it has either a Pathfinder skill or some sort of advanced mapping ability. Finding stairwells as quickly as possible will be crucial on further floors. It's not going to be a problem on this third floor. Also, make sure Donut goes first. That way you can tailor your class selection on hers. I would ignore the AI's advice for your race, but I'd take a careful look at whatever it suggests for your class.
Hey. Do you know anything about the Valte Corporation?
Where did you hear about them?
Just curious. I heard it somewhere.
Be careful. If they are somehow contacting you or trying to get to you, be very cautious. They're a corporate system government, and they're the ones who currently have an entire fleet parked outside of the Borant system, ready to collect on the debt. They were hours away from initiating a full-scale collection action when the Kuatine stopped them in their tracks by starting the season early. They're one of the most powerful entities in the universe. The next season is going to be run by them.
Are they human? I thought of Agatha. Was she one of these aliens? The idea seemed absurd.
No, not usually. They're a parasitic life form. They do utilize human bodies, but their homeworld is aquatic, and they much prefer water-based hosts, such as the Kuatine or the Gleaners. They're known for their technological advancements. Their version of Dungeon Crawler World is less goblins and trolls, and more android death machines and pulse rifles.
I contemplated telling her about Agatha, but I decided against it. I decided it would be best to just stay away from the woman the best I could. Mongo pounced and chomped directly onto Donut's tail. She howled and started running in circles, with Mongo still attached.
Mongo!
You're gonna want to level that thing up as soon as you can, but make sure Donut has proper control over him first. Those little nibbles and nose chomps are cute now. They won't be so adorable when he's full grown.
Do you know how big he gets?
You honestly don't know what he is? He's a pretty common creature across the universe. They always seed the human worlds with those guys and the others before the humans develop. Most human kids love these things.
He's a dinosaur of some sort. I know that much.
He's a dinosaur, all right. Mongoliensis.
Her eyes flashed in a similar way that Mordecai's did when he was searching through his menus.
Ah, I see. The issue is the translation. Mongoliensis is based off the scientific name. Your language had a more common name for those things.
The little chicken jumped on Donut's back.
You called them velociraptors.
I returned my gaze to the little monster. I'd been thrown off by the pink feathers and the beak. But now that she said it, I could see the monstrosity Mongo would soon become.
I mean, it's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, hell.
go yet.
There's one last piece of advice I'd like to give.
Odette looked at the both of us. She paused, as if uncertain about what she was about to say. She changed on a dime, suddenly looking different. Almost sad.
It's just a suggestion. I don't know if morally this is a good idea or not, but this will greatly increase your chances of survival. It's something to look for during class selection. It's generally only offered to crawlers with a high charisma, so if it's available, it'll be hidden somewhere amongst Donut's choices. The problem is, if you pick it, it's going to make someone very angry.